Hi, Jody.
Hi, Justine.
Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait.
I'm super excited. I've been waiting all week for this.
So you and Amanda did a couple Jersey Shore episodes with me, of course, but Amanda's like, I need you guys to just do one without me so I can listen for my own selfish reasons. So
Yeah.
thank you for doing
Oh, of
this. I
course.
can't wait.
I love listening to your episodes. It just brings me back to a time. Like, this show could never air I mean, I know they have Family Reunion, but the original, I don't think they could air. Totally
No,
different
and
time.
like, yeah, rewatching this, I'm like the misogyny, like we all just like I feel like the audience at the time collectively watching this, we were like, all the men in this house are the best and the women are the worst. And looking back now, I'm like, that what happened in this episode was horrible. I felt so bad for Dina.
Oh, I know. I know. Even Polly was kind of on the wrong side of history here, which I
I know.
hate because I like Polly. But again, like, why do I like
Polly's kind of
Polly?
the
I
worst.
know. I know.
He's kind of the worst in a lot of
Oh, I
episodes.
know.
My God. Okay, so I guess we'll just get
Yeah.
started. Jersey Shore Season 4, Episode 4, Crime and Punishment. So we start off with the twins. Do you remember these twins?
After I saw it, I was like, okay, this is coming back to me now.
Yeah. So I like follow the one twin on
I
Instagram.
love you so much. I love that you. You always find the deepest cuts, people, places. I love this.
The one twin, I guess she was on some other reality show as well.
Whoa.
And she like became sober and she wrote a book about like all of her drunk experiences on reality TV.
Whoa. Okay, you're
I
gonna have to
know,
send me her
right?
Instagram or just say it so we can all follow. Do you remember what it is?
It's like sober Barbie, but I
Oh my
think
God.
there's like underscores and stuff in there
Of
somewhere. I
course.
have no idea how I found this girl.
Sober Barbie. That's perfect. That's kind of genius, actually.
And her book is called Girl Wasted.
That's another good title. I mean, she's clever. You gotta give her that.
Yeah, I know. I'm debating if I should buy it off Amazon.
Oh, there's gotta be some used copies out there for like
Yeah.
$3. You'll probably pay more in shipping than anything.
True. So Mike's twin leaves. That's Brittany. That's the one that wrote the book. And then Erica's the one that's in bed with Vinny. And Mike's like, your sister's gone. And she's like, I'm an individual, okay?
Yeah.
And Vinny wanted her out of there clearly because he calls the taxi and she
Oh my God,
leaves.
how embarrassing.
I know. And you know what happened the last episode, right? Like,
Well, yeah, so, which again, I totally forgot about that. Mike said he slept with Snooki, which means that Snooki cheated on Gianni, but Snooki's denying it, which obviously she did sleep with Mike, right?
okay, I was going to ask what your view
I mean,
was.
obviously she slept with him and she's trying to cover it up just saying Mike's lying. That's what I think.
When this first came out, I was like defending Snooki till the end,
Really?
but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know anymore what I think. I don't know. I don't want to believe Mike, but
Well, doesn't
it's kind of hard not
he
to.
stick by his story? Or I should say, he flipped his story, but now he's sticking to, we didn't sleep together. I was just, on my pills and I was in a dark place, so I lied about it.
Yeah, he's claiming that he lied about it now,
I don't believe that.
but everyone's saying because like 'cause Snooki really didn't talk to him for years over this. Like there's and Snooki and JWoww, the rest of the house comes to visit them and Mike's the only one not there. He's the only one she didn't invite to her. Well, she didn't invite Vinny to her wedding either,
Oh
but she
no.
didn't invite Mike to her wedding. So I think Mike was just like, wanted to like let the whole thing go, and that's why he said he lied, but I don't
Oh no, they
know.
slept together and he just knew, okay, they're getting married. I have to say I lied because obviously they're very, they're just kind of one of those jealous couples. Not that it makes it right, but Gianni would never, ever have left that go. And I think Mike knew that. So he's like, I'm not going to mess up their marriage, their relationship. I'll just say I lied. What's the big deal? And yeah. I think she, when they were banging it out, she was like, you cannot tell. You will take this to your grave. You can't say anything. And so that's what she was more upset about.
Where's Ryder in all of this? Because Ryder needs to do a tell-all because she was apparently there that night when it happened because she hooked up with the unit.
Unit. Oh, God. I hate men. I really hate men.
I know. Ugh. He's in the Situations workout DVD with him.
Jesus. Unit. I hate that so much.
Yep. I guess, yeah, Ryder's the only one that knows, and her and Snooki don't talk anymore, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I miss? What was the fallout of that?
On Snooki and JWoww, like, season two, like, right after she gives birth to Lorenzo, their first son, she has, like, her first, like, night out drinking, and just, like, her and all the girls go out. And her and Ryder get, like, super drunk and make out. And she told Gianni.
Oh,
and Gianni was like, Ryder's disgusting. You shouldn't be hanging out with her anyways.
And so now and she doesn't.
Yeah. Well, she says that they stopped hanging out because she's a mom and Ryder is not. And they just kind of drifted apart. So
okay, fair enough. But Gianni sounds like a controlling... I don't know, like Napoleon complex.
I know. I like Gianni, though. I always defend him.
I'm sure he's a good guy, but he's definitely got some insecurity that shows through in how he has to be like, man of the household, you're my woman.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely wants like the traditional whatever, but I don't know, if you go back and watch the Snooki and JWoww episodes, like, you can tell they actually, like, really love each other. And then, especially compared to JWoww and Roger, like, I have no idea why they were even together in the first place, because they hated each other.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they should have just left it as a friends with benefits. You just kind of, like, have this thing with each other that eventually, as you get older, fizzles out. They shouldn't have been together, for sure.
No, Roger's the worst.
He sucks.
Okay, so let's talk about this scene where Vinny's telling Ronnie what happened with Dina the night before.
Right.
Vinny says the girl polished him off, and that grossed me out
Said? Okay, because they bleeped it. Whatever I was watching, they bleeped it. Did you
Get
a bleeped version? I got a bleeped. So where I was like, oh,
no,
I thought he was going to say she... I hate that. Okay, whatever. She sucked me off. I thought that's what he said. But you got polished.
Well,
I guess that's better than
at first he said that the girl went down on Dina and they bleeped that out.
Okay, yeah, that was... Oh, see, I think that wasn't bleeped for me.
Huh.
Okay, well, interesting. But later Dina denies that, right?
Yeah. Ronnie telling Sam and Snooki what happened was so funny.
He's such a bitch. I hate Ronnie so much. I mean, he ran in there and Sam was even worse. She's like, oh my God, what happened? Sammy is a terrible human being.
Oh,
she
I know.
Loved
she's
it.
So, yeah, she's one of those people that just like likes to hear the negative gossip just so you have something on them, even though her and Dina are supposed to be, like, best friends in the house, so...
Yeah, and when Ron was telling her, she was like, ew, it was in that kind of a way, like, ew, I can't believe she did that. Not like a, oh my God, ha ha, you know, like, good for you, girl, whatever, she was going out and partying. It was like a, oh my God, I can't believe she did that, that's disgusting kind of way.
She's the worst, and a couple episodes from now, it's when they go to that... like beach town and take like the weekend trip and Snooki and Dina get like completely wasted the entire time and JWoww and Sammy are just being the biggest bitches to them. They're like, you guys are so annoying.
Don't ruin
their Sam's
fun.
The worst. I know. Yeah, not a fan of Sammy on this podcast.
No, hate her.
So this is where the boys go out to eat and Mike retells the story about him and Snooki. He swears on his sister that it's true.
It's true. I think it's true.
Yeah. And then obviously they pan over to the girls. What did you think about JWoww's outfit, her hat?
I mean, it was a bit much. I'm trying to remember. This was a few years ago. It, the big hat thing was kind of in. Remember, like, JWoww, J-Lo always had that kind of flannel-y, fleecy material, big floppy hat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think out of the four of them, Jenny's got the most, I mean, this is saying a lot, Jenny's got the most style or class out of the four. Why, what do you think?
Oh, I just thought she looked so stupid with it. I don't know. I don't know what she was trying to do.
Hats in general are stupid because you can't turn and talk to people. And, it's, you know, she's just a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what she was trying to do with that. But and then the conversation turns about Dina. And, of course, Sammy has to be the one that's like, everyone's talking about you, Dina.
Mm-hmm. The boys we talk, the girls did. Talk. We know.
Yeah. And then this is where it starts with the boys. The girls come home and the boys are in the kitchen cooking. And right away they start making fun of Dina. Like,
I hated this.
Being complete dicks.
Yeah. I feel like I've been that girl, obviously in not this kind of a situation. I wish I would have lived enough to have this sort of situation before. But just like they're so openly making fun of you in a way that, like, they're all like, oh, yeah, she's kind of gross. That was the undertone, is, like, Dina's gross. She's dirty. She's gross. Mm-hmm. Which she was not at all. But she, like, they never would have said that stuff to Snooki or JWoww or Sam.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know if Dina puts herself in that situation, kind of. But it was just gross, the way that they were treating her.
Yeah, and then she even said, like, unless you know what happened for sure, like, don't talk shit, shut up, don't talk to me. And then Polly's like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, and then my problem with him is that he'll say these things and he'll be like, but it's a joke.
Right, yeah, you know I'm kidding. But it's mean at the time. It's like having the popular cool boys call you fat or ugly or slut or whore. And what are you going to do there to defend yourself when it's just you? There's nothing you can say or do. Yeah, and being like, oh, at least the carpets are extra clean. Let's be honest. It's so... God, again, that let's be honest probably would have been bleeped out or cut completely now.
You think so?
Probably. I mean, can you imagine? That would cause an uproar. Like, oh, that's homophobic. He should be canceled.
It's so weird, though, because, like, Gen Z has found Jersey Shore, and all these Gen Z kids, you know, make TikToks about it and talk about how much they like Jersey Shore, and it just, it confuses me, because I'm like, this wasn't your, like, it's so problematic to look back on for me, and I don't think anything's problematic, so... Yeah, I don't know how all these kids are into it, but they all like Sam, and they all You don't. You're going to now because we're talking about it. But I get so many TikToks defending Sam. Ugh. Like, go back and watch Jersey Shore. Sam was abused, and that's why she was so mean to them. And it's like, no, she was a mean to them from the second she walked into the house in season one.
She was a snotty, bratty, spoiled child, really. Yeah. And yeah, she and Ronnie were in an abusive relationship together. She did just as much to, well, I mean, I don't know if she probably damaged and bruised him the way that I'm sure he did with her, but she was crazy, and she would, the word of the moment, gaslight him too. We see it later in this episode. She loved it.
Yeah. She starts half the fights with him.
Absolutely.
She started the fight in this episode at the end, and
all of that is on her.
The one time that I just wish everyone would remember, it's like this little scene in Miami, and they're out, like, eating dinner, and Ron just has the biggest smile on his face. He's like so happy, and he's like, this is a nice restaurant. And she's like, what's wrong? I know you're annoyed right now. And he's like, I'm literally just like enjoying my drink with you. What do you mean? She's like, I know there's something wrong. Just tell me what's on your mind. He's like, oh my God.
She loves the makeup part. That's what it is. She likes getting in fight. And she says that later on too. Like, this feels like when you first get together and you're like cuddling and kissing and you just want to hug all the time. So she picks fights so they can get back together and have that like, she sucks.
I know. So do you want to talk about this Sunday dinner where the boys get even worse towards Dina?
Yeah, when they easily could have gone after Snooki, by the way, for that whole thing. But they totally ignore that because she's Snooki.
I know.
Yeah, so let's see. So this is when they're sitting down at the table, right?
Yeah, and Mike's like asking Dina what happened. And Dina's like, well, yeah, I admit I was being a little bi-curious last night. Like, it's fine. And she was like, the girl didn't do that to me. She almost did, but she didn't. So then I passed her off to Vinny. And, like, she's trying to just be honest with them and tell them what happened. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it turns to, like, Dina's a horrible person all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like, Vinny was about to propose and she ruined it or something. Like, they were making out the bed. And like Jay Well says later, he does this every night. Like, tonight it's going to be a different girl. It's not as if this girl was something special that he was, you know, or like they were on a date and she became the third wheel. She met up with them at the bar or whatever. Like, it's fine.
Like, Dina brought the girl home originally.
Yeah. And I mean, okay.
So if anything, Vinny pulled the robbery on Dina, but of course.
I think the whole oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's just like the Jersey Shore thing. Like, the boys have to get off, or if they don't, the world's over, you know?
I think the whole underlying thing here is that Dina wants to be like Snooki. She wants to be like the cool girl who can hang out with the guys and talk about boobs and sex and whatever. But also, she wants them to think that she's cute, kind of like Snooki. Where, like, Snooki can flirt and be whatever with the guys, and then she can go hook up with Vinny, and then they'll just be friends the next day. She wants that, but the guys don't see her that way, because they just don't, they're not attracted to Dina, but she wants them to be so badly.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
She wants nothing more than to hook up with Pauly or Vinny.
Yeah, especially Pauly.
So, her getting with that girl and starting to make out with her was her attempt to have a threesome with Vinny, or to have Vinny think that she's, you know, like girls. Well, they're just make out with girls just so the guys think they're hot and sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I just don't get why they were being so, like, mean to her about it. They're like, Mike's like, you pulled the robbery, that's wrong. Like, he almost told her, like, you're a bad person for this. And Dina says to him, like, you've pulled the robbery on Vinny so many times before, which is true.
Yeah, this is not a big deal.
And the icing on the cake for me was at the end when Vinny goes, well, you know, next time I might actually like the girl.
Oh, so I know. cut forward to now, 2021. He's still single and everything, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, take it easy.
He's single with a dating show where he's dating 17 girls at once.
I might actually like the girl. Sure, Vinny. They just wanted her to feel like shit. And they were getting off on her feeling like crap.
I know. It was...
it was mean.
It was mean.
It was totally mean. I kind of wanted the girls to stick up for her more, though.
I agree. I feel like JWoww was kind of trying at first, and then JWoww just turned... She turned from defending Dina into, like, Dina, you have to tell them how you feel now, because they think it's a joke.
Right.
Like, she just turned on her. It was...
Right. Like, speak up for yourself and stick up for yourself, but come on, jump in there. Like, they could have jumped in. Didn't Dina go... Wait, was she in the smush room or was she in the girls' room making out with a girl? I thought she was in the girls' room for some reason.
Dina, Vinny, and Pauly share a room.
Oh, so she was making out with a girl in her own bed in their room. Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking Vinny's that she beds left are right their beside room. Each other. And then came back.
No.
Oh, God. I feel bad for that girl, honestly. Really, all the girls who hooked up on Jersey Shore ever.
I know. But I think this girl might be one of the worst because she was hooking up with Dina. She got into bed with Vinny, started hooking up with Vinny. Dina's like, no, you're mine. Went back into Dina's bed. And then when Dina was like, this is too far, I'm not going to go through with this, she went back into Vinny's bed again. And quote-unquote polished him off.
Oh, I hate this so much. That's going to follow her the rest of her life.
I know. So this is where Vinny and Polly are just being complete douchebags, and they move Dina's bed out of the room.
Yeah.
And JWoww says to them here, like, why would you do that? That's malicious. And Polly's like, it's a joke. It's a joke, okay? It's a joke. And JWoww even says at one point, like, taking her bed out to play a prank is funny. Removing her bed after you've just had an argument with her is not funny.
Yeah, timing is everything here. When she's in the other room crying with the girls, saying is she having a nervous breakdown then? Or no, she's just saying, like, I'm totally self-conscious. I'm losing myself. They don't like me. I just feel like shit already. And now they're just piling on for them to just dump her stuff. I just have to say, though, she's a disgusting slob. This shit under her bed and piled everywhere. I guess all of them are like this, but if that were me, that's what I would be most mortified by. That they move the mattress and you just see dirty clothes and crap all under her bed.
Oh,
it's got a smell.
I know. I feel like, especially if I was sharing room with guys, I would be like extra clean, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, you're on a TV show. And it's just like with Teen Mom, I'm always like, how dare you have like a sink full of dishes when you have a camera crew over?
Yeah, it just seems like manners.
Yeah.
Like people are in your house working. This is their job. And it's your job. Don't you want to just have a somewhat straightened up space for them to be moving around in? Not have to see what you had for dinner last night? Gross.
Even like the young and pregnant girls who are new to it, like you think that they would know to make themselves look a little less trashy, but they don't either.
Yeah.
By the way, did you watch the new Young and Pregnant this week?
I started it. I'm about halfway through. I just got through.
How there's like the new girl.
Yeah, I met her.
Yeah, that story's, I wasn't expecting
that. No, that's intense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for your episode, Leah, about Amber.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. I haven't watched that episode yet. I'm waiting.
Leah's a little savage. Like, no fucks given.
It's about damn time.
I know. And like Gary even says, like, well, Leah's at the age where when Amber makes these insane social media posts, Leah and her friends see it.
Exactly.
Oh. Anyways, Amber.
I'm sure she's going to change. Amber will have learned her lesson after she sees this episode, right?
Oh, for sure. So this is where JWoww is trying to, like, be the mediator.
Right.
And she's like, I'm getting Dina, and we're all going to talk about this. So I don't know why they decided to make it like a household affair.
Yeah.
But all the boys basically just like gaslight Dina into apologizing.
Yeah, making her feel like shit. Like, well, they just keep going back to this. Well, you pulled a robbery. He was making out with the girl and then you came in and you took her. Come on. Like, Vinny can't
go
to bed. And
Dina says at one point.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go
ahead. I was going to say, Vinny can go to bed one night without screwing some girl. He will survive. He's fine. It's not that big of a deal,
I know.
Right?
And he got action anyways because the girl ended up going back to him after anyway, so I don't understand why.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, but Dina says at one point to Polly, like, you're not the same person that you are outside of this house. And then when she says that, Polly loses his mind.
Yeah, what do you think that meant? That he's like a softy in real life or what?
Well, on the AMA that the Jersey Shore producer did, he said that Polly's the most different on camera than he is off camera. He said that Polly plays it up so much for the cameras and he doesn't really talk to them when they're not filming.
Talk to the crew.
So, talk to the cast.
Oh. Huh. I'm just taking that in. I can maybe see that. Like, you know how they say comedians are usually really quiet, introverted, kind of dark, depressive, mm-hmm. and that's how they are 90% of the time. And then when they go on stage, it's like, boom, they come off like a different person. That's got to be him. Because he would be exhausting if he were like that all the time in real life.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I just personally think that she was trying to, like, get to. Yeah. But he's, like, freaking out, and he's like, you're the only one that's changed. You've changed. You're the one that's changed. You used to be so cool, Dina. You used to do all this stuff with us, and you could take jokes, and that's why we liked you. Mm-hmm. And then she's just like, yeah, you're right, I guess. I guess I'm not myself. And they just bully her into apologizing to Vinny, which...
That was shitty.
Yeah.
Because he said something like, yeah, you always said, like, oh, yeah, you're the cool girl. Like, you're unemotional. And now that's not you. You don't hook up with girls. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you just don't hook up with girls. And it's like, well, this is kind of going back to my whole thing. Is that Dina wanted to come across to them and convince them I'm the cool girl. I mean, we all know that girl that's like, I'm a guy's girl. I'm not really a girl's girl. Girls are just so crazy. That's why I only hang out with guys. Girls. You know? Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't mean like she can't have a feeling and feel like shit when you're bullying up on her.
I know.
Yeah.
And being in her position and just to start out must have been so hard because she comes into this already huge established show, the new person, and she's trying to fit in with the house but also be her own quote-unquote like character or person in the house, you know? So I can't imagine how hard that was for her.
Yeah. Okay, but Sammy pipes in and I wrote down exactly what she said because my jaw dropped the first time and I think I just started like seeing stars because I couldn't believe it. I had to go back and be like, did I actually hear that? She's sitting there and she starts piling on. She's sitting next to Polly like, yeah, Polly gets it. And she's like, okay, well, Dina, it's time to just make a change. So make a change. You still have so much time to just like be yourself. Okay, we're on season 4, Sammy. We have seen you be such a monster and just glom on to Ron and not be your own person. It's still now, currently. So who are you to be saying, yeah, so just make a change. You have time to make a change. Fuck off. I would have lost it right
but
there.
But it was funny. It was hilarious when Vinny goes, just don't take advice from Sammy. Yeah.
We're good, but whatever you do, don't listen to her. No, he wasn't wrong.
Okay, so my least favorite thing about Jersey Shore is them going to work, which is what we see now, Dina, Snooki, and Polly. I understand why they did it in season 1, but after that, I don't know why that they made them go to work. It's like, no one cares. Right.
And
we see Polly, like, yelling on his stupid
pizza speaker, and it's... doing all that stuff,
Oh, so annoying.
Especially when they pick... A shop owner who doesn't totally get the joke. They're not completely in on the joke because they still want to get business. And they probably went into this like, oh, we're going to have this TV show. We'll get a lot of customers. This will be great for us long term, which it probably is. But the reality of having people in your shop making pizzas that are drunk and not wearing their hair mask things, it really got under their skin. So they weren't totally in on it, which makes watching them at work kind of boring because they're still having to actually work.
Exactly. And it's not like they're doing, like, in the first season of Jersey Shore, the work was actually kind of the interesting part because they could actually get fired.
Right.
Like, Danny would say to them, like, you need someone to cover your shift. And he essentially fired Angelina for not showing up.
Right.
So, but now, but like you said, they know they can't get fired. They know it's not real. So they just do all these stupid things and whatever.
Yeah.
It's the people that like watch it for these kind of scenes are the same people that want Chelsea and Cole to have their own spinoff show.
She nailed it. He nailed it. There's something else to say completely.
Yeah, like, this was so staged. So they get a customer to buy them a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And Marco, the owner, the manager, he finds the wine and he dumps it out. Yeah. And Snooki's like, how dare you dump that out? So staged.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Although it was pretty funny when Polly got pooped on. He's just standing outside the door and a bird flies by and shits on his arm. That was funny. What are the chances? That's amazing.
And then him and Dina have a little moment just to, you know, we're friends yeah. again. I'm so glad we got to work together today. I love you, Polly.
Right.
It's like, oh my God. So this is where it starts to get interesting. So we see Ronnie on the phone with his friend Hannah from Long Island. Mm. And did you notice what he said to her? He was like legit getting her hopes up that she was going
to
come out.
Yeah. I was trying to remember when I was watching this. I'm like, did she come out? Did he have her come out? But he didn't, right?
No, I wish.
Oh, he was definitely flirting with her, laying it on. He's like, yeah, that yeah. would be awesome. Yeah, you should totally come.
He's like, my only thing is I don't even know if we can get you a hotel. You might actually have to, like, stay in the house. Basically, like, MTV won't pay for your flight unless you, like, actually come stay with us. Like,
yeah, but that's also building her hopes up. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to go there and I'm going to stay in the house. Like, obviously, I'm going to be the next roommate. That was totally building this girl's hopes up.
And him and Sam are, like, legit supposed to be together at this point.
God,
so
he sucks.
I know. Ugh. And of course, JWoww's so nosy. Mm-hmm. She's just like standing there listening. Like, JWoww really didn't have her own thing going on this season at all. Her whole entire thing was other people's relationships and stories.
Yeah. Just be the snoop.
Yeah. Because there was a whole thing where Roger was supposed to come and visit, and then he told her that he couldn't. And they tried to make it seem like Roger never came there, but Roger actually did visit, and, like, there's paparazzi pictures of him there. They just never aired it on the show.
Whoa. You really are the Jersey Shore historian. You know all this stuff. You're like the Jersey
I was,
Google.
Like, so obsessed with it back in the day. Yeah, so Ronnie and JWoww, like, sit outside, and Ronnie's, like, you know, JWoww's trying to, like, ask him all these questions about Hannah and whatever, mm-hmm. and Ronnie's basically like, I don't care, mind your own business. But then right after that, they go out, and he buys all these clothes for Sam.
Which are so ugly. They're all horrible.
They are horrible. Like, the early 2000s giant belt across the stomach.
That was massive. And, of course, that was her favorite thing. She's like, oh, my God, I love this. I love this, Ron.
Yeah, you know Sam loves the oversized
belt.
And
the dress was hideous. It was like a, what, off-the-shoulder, one-shoulder dress with this ugly mm-hmm. floral pattern. And then a black rose just, like, pinned on there. I feel like that was ugly even at the time. But, of course, yeah. It's Sam's taste.
Yeah, the clothes that he got her were ugly. I would never wear any of them. However, I feel like he did do good with getting stuff that is, like, her style
sure.
and that she wears.
Which is what? Cheap is going to last one wash. Short spandex. That's
I mean, every guy that's ever bought me anything, like, I would never wear it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like guys are just not good at that.
The worst.
And, yeah.
The worst. Yeah, I agree. He did get her a knockoff Chanel purse, though. Because, of course, he did, and she loved it.
So Snooki and JWoww are out at dinner, and they're having this whole conversation about dildo molds. Ugh.
Okay, so I know you're going to ask this question, because I feel like you and Amanda have cornered the market on what does his dick look like. So what does Gianni's and what does Roger's look like?
I think Roger has a tiny dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he says he does, and, like, I know lots of guys joke about that, ha ha ha, but, like, I actually really think he does. And I think Gianni's is just, like, not huge, but not small.
Okay.
Like, average. What about you?
I think Rogers is, like, short but wide.
Ew.
Like, not super duper wide, but wider than longer. Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like short and wide.
Like a chode.
Yeah. And then Gianni's is, I bet you it's like average, but in relation to his size, it's perceived as bigger than it actually is, only because he's little.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Which is probably perfect for Snooki, because they are just like little humans, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I'd rather have sex with Gianni over Roger, though. I think Gianni's way better looking.
Well, Roger would murder you. Like, it's dangerous.
That's, like, normally my type, though. Like, I normally like big guys, but, like, I don't think he's attractive.
No.
Maybe just because his personality's so shitty. I don't know. There's something that grosses me out about him.
Yeah, and I think his wiener's, like, super sweaty and extra red and bruised and veiny or something. Like, just like I feel like his face looks like when he's like really upset and angry, it's just like it turns that shade.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh.
Ew, now I'm thinking about it extra and it really shouldn't be.
And on Snooki and JWoww, there's this ongoing joke about how JWoww never wants to have sex with Roger. And it always makes me wonder why. Like, yeah, I get that you guys hate each other, but if you're apparently so attracted to each other, why don't you guys have regular sex?
I think he's, like, that type.
Even when they're drunk, they don't have sex.
Like, it would just be, like, super fast and, like, too hard. Or, like, he thinks it's super hot. Yeah, and then you're like, ow, like, just get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, ew, I can totally see that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
that.
He's just,
gross.
Like, super into it, and it's like, oh, God, not in a good way.
No.
Because he's oblivious, and he's all about himself because he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe he never, like, tried to make her come one
time.
Oh,
no, there's no... There's no foreplay build-up.
Ugh, he's the worst. Yeah. So... JWoww tells Snooki here about the Ronnie and the Hannah thing, and there's this really funny moment where she's like, I guess we should just stay out of it this time, and then we get the flashback. Who wrote the note?
You too. I know, I was so happy they flashback to that. And then the whole fight, just that tussle in the kitchen. God, oh, Sam
so
sucks.
Iconic. Who wrote the note? You too.
Those two. You too.
Ugh. She sucks. The super squared French manicured fingernails. Like, they just get me. Snooki's nails are insane this episode and this whole season.
I gotta go back and look. Why? What are they?
So, I like fake nails. I'm a fan of fake nails. But just the shape of them. So, this was very sign of the times, because I don't even think nail salons would do this anymore, but they flare out like that.
Ooh, I know
so
exactly
it's like a
what you're
wide...
talking about. Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Where when people had them on, you're like, didn't they file the sides? Like, you just want to file it down a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
Like, I understand square, but that's like triangle shape almost. Like, yeah, it was so weird. Okay, so where are we?
Oh, so the girls Ron are like, yeah, we're not going to say anything. We're not doing the note, the letter again. Not going to happen.
In the back of Snooki's mind, she's like, I got enough drama going on. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I got to focus on my own
no
shit.
No one's exposing me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we get Ron and Sam's dinner.
God, I hate this so much.
Ugh. Sitting on the same side of the
worst.
Table as each other.
You know what? I would love for someone to do a study that tracks a couple from the time they get together and the percentage of couples that sit together on the same side, how many of them get a divorce and how acrimonious is that divorce? Because don't you think there's something to that? If you're that dependent on each other, that you have to sit next to each other on the same side all the time. You have that intense relationship, it's going to be a real bad divorce, I feel like.
Yeah,
there's an intensity to that I don't like. And especially because she's, like, whispering. She does that, like, thank you for today. Like, all this stuff. Like, I'm just so glad. It's, the drama's not about us. Mm, yeah, I go back and cuddle. Mm. Ugh. She's so fake.
And Ronnie had the audacity to say winning.
Oh.
Do you remember the times of winning?
I feel winning was over. By the time hashtag winning was a thing, it was already dead, done, don't say it anymore. And even Sam, she's like, ew, please don't do that. Please don't say that. Gross.
And Ronnie thinks he's so funny.
Yeah, he does. And he has no humor whatsoever. No. He's not. He doesn't have a witty bone in his body.
No. So they go to Club Yab, which is, they haven't been to this club yet. It's wild because they spent 2 months in Italy, 60 days, and they could only go to like a handful of places. So I can't imagine being somewhere like that and you can't really do everything that you want to do.
Yeah,
you know?
That would suck.
Yeah. There's probably so many other bars and stuff that are way better than...
Yeah.
Any of the ones they go to. Just like Miami, like, all the places they go to are just, like, so average, right. You know?
Although if I was getting paid what they were paying, or what they were getting paid, I'm like, all right, cool, I'll come back to Italy on my own.
Yeah, exactly. So Vinny's talking to this girl, and she tells him she doesn't want to screw him. She's like, how do I say, I don't want to screw you?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just trying to talk to you. And she just rolls her eyes.
Sure, he was just trying to talk to her. Uh-huh. I mean, Vinny's just such a good guy, Justine. He just wants to hook up with that one girl, and Dina ruined it for him. And now he just wants to talk to this girl at the club.
Ugh, sure. Oh, I know. Even now in, like, Double Shot of Love, he's like, I just want to make sure all these girls are here for the right reason. I want to, like, I don't want any clout chasers. I just want to make sure that they're here for me. And it's like, Vinny, all these girls just want more Instagram followers. Right. That's the only reason they're doing this show.
They came on the show for you. So, yeah, they're going to be after getting the fame of being with you. That's actually the point of the show.
Oh. I wonder if they're going to do another season, if they're going to try to drag that on.
Remember when Vinny wanted to be a stand-up comic?
Yes, and my friend Anthony DiDomenico opened up for him twice in New Jersey.
Really? Ooh, mm-hmm. Any tea on that? Or anything that he said?
Well, he said that Vinny's like the nicest guy ever, and he was so cool to him or whatever. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, because you were just like a comedian opening
and
up
another
him,
guy.
I bet... Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I bet, like, if I were to meet him at a bar or something, he'd be a douche, uh-huh. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
And then that's another reason why him and Snooki had problems, not just what we see on the show, but because in his stand-up show, he was making fun of her.
Really? What did he say?
He was making jokes about, like, the time he had sex with Snooki and... He's popular for having sex with Snooki and da-da-da, and yeah.
Okay, Vinny, if you want to be taken seriously as a stand-up, you gotta steer away from the Jersey Shore stuff. You know, like, come in with something else. Because we've all seen the show. We know what the jokes are. We watched it.
That's all he talked about.
Oh, God.
The one set that I've seen, he said something about... You know, people compliment me because I'm the smartest person on the Jersey Shore, and it's like, I don't know if I should take that as an insult or a compliment, and that's the type of stuff he says.
Okay. The ba-dum-bum-ching. Got it. Ugh. I hope he's not doing that anymore.
Yeah. No. I mean, I hope he's just... Well, like, he was doing his stripping in Vegas.
I forgot about that. Oh, no thanks.
And then the pandemic happened, so... But my friends and I were going to go to Vegas when he was doing his residency. Not for that. Uh-huh. Like, we had a trip planned anyways pre-COVID, and that's what we were going to do. I was like, we have to freaking see Vinny.
But you'd be going not as a joke, but like, oh, we got to go see Vinny because this is Vinny from the Jersey Shore. You wouldn't be going to be like, oh, yeah, my God, we've got to see Vinny.
Oh, hell no. We'd be like making fun of him the whole time, you know? Yeah. Not going to lie, though, he does look good.
I'm like, sure he does. He's just...
There's a video of him on Pornhub from the show, and he's, like, in a shower naked, and he looked really good. I was like,
whoa. Wait, okay, I'm so naive. Wait, they get, like, full nude?
I mean, I don't know if Vinny does, because he's kind of, like, the celebrity guest, but I'm assuming the other guys do.
Okay, I'm such an idiot. I'm just thinking, like, they get down to, I don't know, like, those little G-string shiny things that guys wear. Okay, I'm so stupid. I didn't know they got full naked. So you see, like, naked penis.
Yeah, they don't, like, well, they do, but I was going to say they don't, like, swing it around in your face. They kind of do, but, like, they wear, like, a towel over themselves. And then they just kind of, like, flash it every now and then.
Okay, see, I was thinking it was the equivalent of, like, topless stripping.
Right.
Where you just wear, like, just a little something, like a thong or something like that.
But I mean, I'm sure some of the strippers in Vegas only do that. Okay. But I think what they're doing is, like, real stripping, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably another stupid question, but I'm just going to say it because I already sound like an idiot. Does it go, like, full... Is it flaccid? Or is this, like...
Yeah, they... Okay, I can only speak for the male strippers that I know and that I've seen and what I know. They... A lot of them take something before their shift to make them stay hard.
Oh, they want it to be hard.
Yeah, no one wants to see a flaccid wiener.
Well, like, I don't know.
Around on the stage.
So, okay, so like Chippendales and all that, it's like full mast. It's just like up there.
No, I don't know if Chippendale. Like, that's the thing. I don't know if his actual.
Okay, so
if Chippendales the actually thing you is, saw
Vinny is... on his is he. Fully dilated.
He had like a little towel on over it.
But was it hard?
Yeah. You couldn't like tell what it looked like from like the angle or anything. Well, why?
I don't know.
Why would it be embarrassing?
I don't know, because I always thought they were, like, trying to hide that. Like, oh, you don't want to, like...
Okay, so Chippendales does not have full frontal nudity.
Okay. But maybe they'll tease, like you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I don't know if they do private dances or not there, but I'm sure if they did that they would be nude in the back for private dances.
Okay, so this leads to my last question. Then what happens? Is there, like, a... full splash at the end, or like, is there a like, then what, you know,
they just dance for you?
Well, I know, but then,
like, I'm sure more happens.
Do they ever finish?
I mean, I'm sure it happens.
Okay, or does it just like go down?
Well, like, at the end of their shift because they took a pill, is that what you're saying?
No, or, like, at the dance.
Because I have no idea how that works. Okay.
Well, I just didn't know. Like, are they just, like, squirting all over the stage and stuff? Okay, I just don't know.
No,
okay.
Ew.
Okay, well, I don't know, like, what happens then. They're just like, oh, okay, that song's done. I'll mentally make it go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that... if that's like a mental thing for guys or like if they actually have to finish for it to go down. But I do know that they do take those types of drugs, and also they use like cock rings.
Okay. I've heard of
those. To make their dick stay
hard. On Private Lives.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Okay. Got it. Okay.
On Private Lives.
Private Lives, wasn't that? Oh, okay. So that was like a Chicago version of Love Lines.
Sorry. Oh, okay. I was like,
I'm like, oh, is that porn channel that I just listen to all the time? Okay, got it. Sorry. All right, let's proceed. Where the hell are we now? Okay, right. So Vinny was talking to a girl that doesn't want to have sex with him. But Ron is dancing. Then,
yeah, so he's dancing on like a platform type situation. And obviously there's girls around him. They're at a nightclub. There's girls everywhere. Mm. And Sam's like, oh my God, what is this girl doing? And they get into a huge fight.
And she's wearing her stupid dress with the black flower pinned on the front that he had gotten her.
Was she wearing a regular bra under it? Uh-huh. Like she had like a regular...
Yep.
Of course.
But it was black. It's okay. So it's sexy. Because it's black.
Oh, God. She was doing that in the last episode we did together, too. Remember, she had, like, a... It was backless, uh-huh. And then her bra was just, strap. Like, hanging out of the back. Yep. So, yeah, her whole thing is she just doesn't want Ronnie doing anything, I suppose. Yeah,
he was dancing with this girl. And I hate to say it in this instance, but Ronnie was right.
Like, yeah, he wasn't doing anything at all.
Like, what do you want me to... Just say no girls within 10 feet of me. All move away and then dance with guys. Like you said, it's a club. People are around. I didn't like when he said it was just some fat chick that was dancing by me. I'm like, okay, go fuck off because you're really not even that attractive. So you should be so lucky to have some fat chick dance by you.
It's just a way for him to say that it's not like to make her feel better. You know, it's not like... It was a hot girl, but I wasn't talking to her. It's just easier for him to call a girl fat or ugly or whatever, you know?
But she's someone, I mean, Sam is someone who she would get pissed off. Even if he were just dancing around all the guys, she'd be like, you were ignoring me. Like, you just wanted to hang out with your boys. And, I mean, we just had this good night. She would just wants to pick a fight to have the makeup. And so she calls him over to talk. And then she's like, I don't know. I'm just someone who, if I'm upset, right? Like, if I'm upset, I can't just let it go. Like, I just want to, like, talk about it. And what I saw, it bothered me. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you don't have to throw a fucking fit just because you don't like something you see. But she's a spoiled freaking brat, so she's got to ruin everyone else's time.
Couples who fight in public are next level.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how fucking mad at me you are. Wait till we get home to yell at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just do like what your mom would do when you're little. Just like shoot them a look and be like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about this later. Yeah. But the whole group doesn't even
know. My favorite thing ever, that one meme where it's like, I scream at my wife in public starter pack. Oh. And it's like the bald head with those like Adam from Teen Mom sunglasses.
Ew, yes, like the Oakleys, like white Oakleys or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, my God. But Ron's over this, so he leaves the club, which I actually... had respect for him for.
Yeah.
Because he... Ron was clearly in the middle of a roid cycle during this season. Or...
Yeah.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
So the fact that he just left instead of blowing up at the club...
Yeah, well, he calls her bluff. He's like, okay, well, I know that I'm a person who doesn't want to put up with this shit. And obviously you don't trust me, so it's not going to work. So, bye, we're done. And then she's like, well, I'm just saying I'm sorry. Okay, I was wrong. I'm just saying I'm sorry. Okay, no, you were trying to pick a fight. He called your bluff, and now he's leaving. And so now she's going to turn it into like, well, I mean, he just like left me here. But like you said, good for him. He's like, I'm not going to do this. I guess it's not going to work. Bye.
Yep. And then Mike and Polly leave the club with girls. They bring these girls home. Yeah. And then... This was really funny. Ronnie was on the phone with his friend TJ, and Polly walks by and goes, that's what happens when you take steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice how sweaty Ron looked during
this?
I was
just going to ask you that. I mean, I am always hot, and I sweat, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone, we're like, I'm actually seeing several beads of active sweat coming down their face besides maybe in a boxing match. And he's just sitting there and it's just beads and beads of sweat coming down.
I wonder if he just did a couple lines of cocaine or something and that's why he's all
I was just going to say, there has to be something. Sweaty. Alcohol, steroids, and something else, because his body is just like rejecting everything. Like, get it out of my pores right now.
Yeah, I think Ronnie was high on coke here for sure. He seems to be like the biggest coke user of all of them, if I had to guess, for sure.
Yeah, probably anything that you put in front of him. Did you write down what he said here? Because this never registered to me when I first saw this, but again, watching it now, oh my, it's scary. It's scary the shit that comes out of his mouth.
I didn't write down the whole thing, but he said something along the lines of like, I don't put pussy on a pedestal. I put it on the couch on the floor where it belongs. Yeah,
exactly where it fucking goes. The same place I smashed it. And then he bangs his hand down on a table. That's scary.
Oh.
And just the misogyny of it all, too. Right where it belongs. Jesus on the floor Christ. And on the couch. Fuck you, dude. All 5'4" of you. Ugh.
I know. How dare you, Ronnie?
Please.
And then Sam comes home. She is drunk. And then they're just, Ron is just so pissed off. And Vinny's just being annoying, jumping in front of his face. He's like, you fighting with Sam, bro? You fighting with Sam? Ronnie's like, now's not the time, Vinny. So Sam follows Ron to the room, and of course he doesn't want to talk to
and
her.
And says it. He says, get out of my room. I'm tired of you trying to check me. And then she does her acrylic nail up in his face going, no, slow your roll. Slow your roll. Okay, first of all, he just told you, get out of my room. He's giving you a warning. Get out of my room. I'm not in the mood for this. And then he goes, tired of you checking in on me. I'm going to check you soon. And then she's like, don't talk to me like I'm a 2-year-old. Here again, he goes, then get out of here. Get out. Get out. And then she goes, and sticks at her tongue like a child. Like, you're just saying, don't talk to me like a 2-year-old, but now you're acting like one.
She was so hammered here. And then we get a quick thing with Polly's girl. She doesn't want to lay down in the bed with him. She's like, it's so early. I'm not going to bed yet. And she gets her friend and they leave. Mm-hmm. And Polly really didn't get laid as much as I remember. Because this type of thing happens to him and Mike actually quite a bit throughout the series.
Yeah.
Where girls will come back and then for some reason, they get surprised that that's what the guys want to do, and they leave.
Yeah, I think they think they're going to go back, kind of hang out for a little bit, be on camera, and then, like, they'll hook up, and then they'll go. But really, it's exactly what you just said. They just want to, like, go home, boom. They don't give a shit if you get your camera time.
Yeah. I think every girl thinks that they're going to be the special one, that the guy just doesn't want
to. They're
going to
think I'm so fun and so funny, and we're just going to hang out. No, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. So Mike decides to call Brittany because the other girl left, and it's Mike, and he wants a girl. Poor Brittany, though. Because in her mind, she probably at this time thinks that she is that girl, and then she watches the show, and she's like, I was just his, second choice, his backup plan. So then he goes into his room with Ronnie where him and Sam are still there. And he's like, Mike is so messed up. Like,
he's getting to that place. Like, you guys, you know what? We're like, we're family. We're best friends. He's in that state of drunk where you're like, God, I really understand the meaning of life. And it's just friendship, you know? He's drunk girl in the bathroom drunk.
I know it's not my business, but at the end of the day, you guys love each other. We all love each other. Just remember that.
And then Sam's like, can I just lay down next to you, Ron? Can I just lay down next to you? Not on you, but just like next to you. And he's like, no.
He's like, how about I get up and you can lay down then?
And she's like, okay, thank you. Can I have your blanket?
Can I use your blanket?
Get out of here. What else does he have to do? Does he have to pick a fight with you and be physically violent towards you to get the fucking hint? Get out.
I know. Ugh. And yeah, he's telling her they're done. She's like, so we're not going to be friends anymore? He's like, no, that's what it's got to be. And then she says, I make mistakes and you make mistakes. Mike told me the other day. Ron said he's got girls coming back, but I brush it off because I don't give a fuck what him or you have to say when you're drunk. And then Ron just goes, he said I got 5 girls coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's like, yeah, that's actually what he said to me. And of course we see like the flashback where he said it. And
then Mike Ron's is like in that full catty girl stage that he gets into, or that time, which I actually love that Mike. When he just really wants to be a catty bitch with some girls, man, and gossip. And he's like, I didn't want to say anything, but he was drunk. And Ronnie was like, I'm bringing home 5 fucking girls to the house right now. And I was like, all right. All right, bro. Which I love. Mike, I love that bitchy Mike.
Mike was the perfect reality TV villain.
Yes. Yes.
He was so good.
Yep.
It's annoying to me now that he's like the nice guy,
I know.
But yeah, so Ron goes, I actually would have a lot of girls coming back if I wanted them to. So then that's where Sam finally walks away.
Yeah, because Ron left the room. So she's like, oh, I guess I'm not going to spin this into us cuddling and making out and sleeping together tonight. So I guess I'll leave. But now now she's just lit the match underneath him, and now he's just like a spinning top.
He just goes 0 to 100. He slowly starts taking off his jewelry. Oh, he takes off his shirt. He goes, I'm gonna flip the fuck out on this kid. And then he says my favorite Ronnie line in history, which is, I'm about to get real gully.
I'm about to fucking get real fucking gully. What does that mean?
I have no idea, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah, that was my mom's last name, or maiden name.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually something different, but they shortened it to Gully. So I'm like, what does Gully mean? I have no idea. But, I mean, he's losing his mind. He's talking to himself out loud. You know, everyone kind of mutters to themselves, but it's almost as if he's seeing another person that's not there, and he's hyping himself up to go. And then when he goes over to Mike, I totally forgot that part where he, like, kicks the bottom of the settee or that couch or whatever that Mike's sleeping on. Mm-hmm. He just, like, kicks a leg right off the couch, and the couch just kind of drops.
Oh, I thought he grabbed it and, like, did, like, a Teresa Giudice and, like, flipped it.
It happened so quickly. Like you said, he's
speaking
roided
of out. Teresa, you and Amanda should cover the Housewives All-Stars for the next...
We were just texting about that last night.
No, because I was just listening to her her episode with Joan right before we started recording.
Oh, so... I haven't listened to it yet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm about, like, halfway through, but Joan tells her about the Housewives All-Stars trip, and she's like, oh, I didn't know about that. It airs in November, by the way.
It is November. Okay, I was telling her, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to look up when it is. Isn't there 2 different ones, though?
They're filming a season 2 right now.
Okay, that's what
it is. With Dorinda and Jill. Mm.
See, I'm afraid this could go 2 different ways, though. I think it could go where they have, like, nothing to lose. They're just going to go on there and have a good time and be like, oh, maybe we can make a thing of this. So really play it up. Or they're going to go on there to kind of rehab their image. You know, like, think about Brandy Glanville or something. Now, I think she's batshit crazy. And even if she wanted to, she couldn't really rehab her image. But if people were going on there to be like, I want to show that I'm not this crazy person anymore, then it could be really boring. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's like, oh, God. Not like a Dorinda. Is Dorinda just going to be like classic nice Dorinda making things nice? Or is she going to go slurry drunk, coked out Dorinda and do some real crazy shit? Exactly. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping everyone just goes balls to the wall and lets it all hang out.
That's what I'm hoping. Well, with this first season, I'm really excited because I've always wanted to see Ramona versus Kenya.
Oh.
Like, I always thought that would be good, so that better happen.
Well, like, see what I mean? Like, Kenya. Kenya's insane. Kenya is crazy. Mm-hmm. She's not right in the head. But when she tries to play like cool, calm, collected, going through divorce, Kenya, like, I don't want to see that bullshit. I don't care. I don't care about you and your baby making baby food, you know?
I agree. But I also think that, like, I don't know. I don't think that Teresa can hold it back. I think she has zero self-awareness. So
and Teresa's
I think
stupid.
That'll be good.
Like, she's legitimately slow. She has a very low IQ. Yeah. She can't think fast enough to try to be anyone else than who she really is.
I was, like, rewatching those early seasons of New Jersey. Like, the first five seasons are so good.
Yeah.
And she's, like, that's the thing. When they're all, like, talking to her about the gossip, you can tell she's genuinely not processing what they're saying. She's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So stupid. So dumb. Yeah, you can see the wheels turning in her head very slowly. Yeah. God, she's dumb.
Yeah. But such good TV. Yeah,
that's true. So who are you having on next episode for...
Amanda.
Oh, that's going to be good. That head into the wall, man. Ooh. It's the best. It's the best and the worst.
I know. It's dark. So Ron's like roid raging, coked out, whatever, just screaming. And he grabs Sam and he goes, go tell him what you just told me. And he pushes her.
I don't like that.
Yeah, this wasn't like season one when he fought the guy on the boardwalk for her and just slightly like pushed her over. He full on like pushed her.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. That wasn't cool, Ronnie. And Sam goes up to Mike and she's like, remember you said Ron's going to bring home five girls? Mike's like, no. I genuinely think that Mike doesn't remember saying that to her, mm-hmm. though, because clearly the writing's on the wall. He's been messed up this whole entire time so far. So when he's like, no, I don't remember that, I actually believe
him. Do too. Or it was just such a nothing throwaway thing. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal, but now it's, again, because Sammy played it up to be, like, Mike came to me and just, like, told me on his own. You know, like, one of those sort of things where... she builds it up to be like, oh, he told me this huge thing about you, when really all the girls were sitting at lunch and talking about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I love how she's like saying to Ron, I don't care about that because I don't care what other people have to say about our relationship. And it's like, but your whole entire relationship, all the issues are about what other people say to you. So clearly you do care about that.
Oh,
and clearly this is a thing.
Sammy cares what everyone says about her. Did she get married?
No, they broke up. They're not together. She's single. Yeah.
Shocking.
So now people are really trying to get her back on family vacation.
Please don't.
But my conspiracy theory is that the producers don't want her back.
Well, why would they? She's horrible TV.
They've gone into such a different direction with the show. It's nothing like this. It's all about them with their families, them living their normal everyday life as families, and just trying to prove to us as an audience that they are best friends and that they love each other and stuff. And I just don't see where Sam fits into that at all. So if that's where they're trying to go with it, then I don't understand. Like, they can't bring her back. How could they?
Because she's not really close with anyone, right?
No. Her and Dina were the closest, and she didn't even invite Dina to her wedding.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sam sucks. Sam's going to be that girl that turns into whoever her boyfriend wants her to be. He's really into motorcycles. Yeah. She's really into motorcycles. He's really into working out. She's really into working out. She's just that girl.
Yeah. I watched some interview with her recently, and someone asked her about, you know, family vacation, and she's like, you know, I'm just so at a different place in my life. I can't ever see myself on reality TV again. And then later on in the episode, she mentions that, like, she would do The Real Housewives of New Jersey, or she would, like, do another reality show. It's like, Sam, I'll never do reality TV again. Also, Sam,
yeah,
I would be willing to do reality TV again. Like, Make up your mind.
She doesn't know who she is. She's a mess.
Yeah. She's an idiot. I
don't miss her.
She, like, has her own store. Sweetheart Styles. Ew. In
okay.
New Jersey.
Enough with the sweetheart. Okay. Good. I guarantee it's all exactly what she's wearing back in 2000, whatever. 10.
Oh, yeah. It's denim shorts and racer back tank tops.
Jesus. Never change, Sammy. Never change. Where's Ron currently? Is he...
Okay, so Ron is engaged to a girl named Sapphire.
Okay, I kind of remember this.
Yeah, she was on the most recent season of Family Vacation.
Okay.
So they met, like, at an... Apparently, they met at a nightclub, and he was originally hitting on her friend first and whatever. And she seems like a good girl. Like, she's nothing like Jen, like the baby mama.
Okay.
However, Ron did get arrested for domestic violence with her.
With Sapphire?
But... yeah, but none of the details have come out about it. Neither of them have made a statement. Like, no one knows what happened. He just got arrested. And then I don't know what kind of horseshoe he has up his ass, but he was already on probation for domestic violence against Jen, his baby mama. And the judge still, like, let him off. He just has to do some sort of anger treatment. I don't know why he's not in jail, because... he should be. But yeah, they're engaged and they seem to be happy, or so they like to portray it on Instagram. And
I mean, I hate to say it, but someone like Ronnie, between his domestic abuse, his drug use, steroids, addiction, everything, like, he's going to kill someone and then himself. Like, it's going to be a murder suicide thing. I hate to say that. I'm not trying to say that to be funny, but, like, it's really seriously, that's how it's gonna end.
No, I know, it's dark.
Yeah, because he really is dark. Very dark.
He is. Yeah, I know. All I can ever think about is the time when him and Jen got into that, like, physical fight on Instagram Live.
What? Why am I not remembering this?
Oh, it was like,
oh, the girlfriend, Jen. I'm thinking JWoww. The girl, or the ex-baby mama. Jen. Right.
Yeah, Jen, the baby
mama. Yeah. That baby's gotta be not a baby anymore. Gotta be a couple years old, right?
Ariana, she's like... I want to say she was born in 2017 or 18.
Wow. Oh, boy. And she still has custody?
I think they might have 50-50 custody. Okay.
Because she did lose custody for a while,
I know that
Ronnie
does see her. I think so, yeah.
That's sad. And she's got another son. An older son, right?
Yeah, she has a son she had before she met
Ronnie. Oh, my God. Well, I can't wait for the Jersey Shore second generation. That's going to be amazing.
It's funny because everyone always bullied Snooki for, you know, marrying Gianni and having babies with him. And even, like, I just covered Snooki and JWoww season one on my Patreon, where she tells the roommates that she's pregnant, and they're so mean to her. And they all say to her, like, well, good luck, like, acting like it's not going to work out. And she seems to be the happiest in her life. Yeah.
When she was in that little house all by herself, it was kind of depressing, but also, like, she was doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, her and Gianni seem to be in love, and they love their family, and good for them. But, I mean, we can talk about Mike and Lauren, but, like, I have some dark conspiracy theories about Lauren.
Like what?
Okay, well, I always say this. So, like, they say her and Mike dated when they were in college, and then they got back together in between Jersey Shore ending and Family Vacation starting.
Right.
So, are we just all going to pretend that we didn't watch Mike fucked up, treating girls like shit, having sex with all these other... Like, are we just supposed to pretend that that never happened and you guys have this, like, fairy tale life?
Right. And...
So, I kind of think that she was with him in, like, college, And then she didn't want anything to do with him. Sure. And then after he had money and stuff, she was like, okay, now maybe I can, like,
be with him. Look past all that.
Yeah.
I could see that. And what about, what was the other one's name? Was it Paula? The girl that he
dated in, like, the last season that he met in the first season. Yeah.
And they were kind of on again, off again. And he was real serious about her.
Well, remember they broke up, like, on the show right. in the last season. Okay. And she sent him the cake that the guy put his balls on.
Right.
Yeah.
So
she's married with like 3 kids now too. Wow. I follow her on Instagram too. Yeah.
But again, if Lauren or Lauren's and him are saying they were kind of dating, then that all overlaps too.
Yeah.
I still think that
I don't
if she were some girl dancing at the club at the Jersey Shore, I think they probably would have said, oh, mm-hmm. she's a grenade or she's the. I don't think he would have thought she was super hot and brought her home.
Lauren? Yeah. No, me neither.
And I mean, I'm not saying I think she's ugly, but the way that they would talk about girls, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that ugly chick, that.
Not to mention, her and Mike look like brother and sister. Absolutely.
I was going to say, they look like they could be related.
And have you seen their baby?
I haven't seen pictures of Izzy. Oh, wait, no, I did. You might have posted, or I saw someone post pictures of the baby shower. Or maybe it was like a baby something after the baby was born.
Mike posted a picture of the baby and he wrote, no paternity test needed. And it's like, yeah, no shit. Like, the baby looks exactly like both of them maybe because they look like the same person.
Or maybe that's what it was. It was some sort of Father's Day or party or something that they had a picture of the baby. And I was like, oh, it looks like a little awkward Mike baby.
I just get weirded out by couples that look like brother and sister.
Yeah.
It happens a lot, but.
And they kind of have
they do.
Mike's got the Botox and that kind of stuff, which does not look good on him. Know. It doesn't look good at all.
You know, they go get Botox together.
That weirds me out. That grosses me out.
Yeah. I know. I don't have anything wrong with men doing Botox, but for sure they do it together. They get fillers together. They get facials together.
No, I would judge Dave if he were like, I want to get some Botox. I'd be like, oh God. Like, I would be like, no, you're not. Because I feel like he would look weird. He would look different, which is why I think if couples go together, there's something strange with that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, yeah, we want to be that
Botox
couple.
On men is such, like, a pretty boy thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it suits the Jersey Shore guys because that's what they're about. Right. They're about, like, the waxed eyebrows.
Right.
But just, like, a regular old man with Botox is weird to me because it's, like, your face needs to move.
It does. I feel like, for the most part, Botox on guys is just so much more noticeable than on women.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they have stronger brow bones or something, but it's just very noticeable and it looks awkward.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
Paulie has so much of it now.
It's horrible. Where he looks weird. Yeah. He looks bizarre. Where if he would just...
Yeah.
If he were to age... And guys are lucky like that. They could just age better. Just age gracefully. Don't start... Because it makes their eyes and their forehead just look like alien. Like it's too smooth or something.
I know. But, you know, Paulie likes to pretend like he's 25.
Yeah, that's true. He's got a kid,
even
right?
though he was... Yeah, he does. She's, like, never seen on any show. All the other cast kind of brings their kids around. Yeah. Like, even though Gianni won't film, Snooki will still bring the kids around and film with them. But... Paulie just doesn't bring his daughter around. He wants her very much like out of the spotlight.
And she's a little
which
older
I understand.
Too. Like she's probably almost 10 or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a
I want to say he was probably the first one of the guys with a kid.
He was, yeah. He was the first cast member. Mm-hmm. Because he knocked up a Hooters waitress in Vegas.
Which is actually shocking. If that's the first girl that he got pregnant. I mean, he really was taking precautions if that truly is the first time that any girl got knocked up.
I know. What happened with this girl? Did she just, like, poke holes in the condom, or...
Right?
I don't know.
Anyhow.
And then his new girlfriend, Nikki, is like, I want more kids with him, too. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if I could see him. I think he'd be a good dad, but I don't think he's wants to be around kids 24/7.
No, I agree. And his lifestyle, like, he's got all the money in the world, but he's gone most of the time. So, right. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
So, this fight happens. Ron does what he did to Sam last season, and he throws Mike's bed out of the room and his suitcase and all of his stuff. Exact same thing he did to Sammy.
Yep.
And then this is where Mike has his iconic, I don't get involved in other people's relationships. He has, like, spit coming out of his mouth.
Oh, Mike. Mike.
And Vinny's, like, the whole entire house is woken up at this point. How could you not? Everyone's talking heads kind of said the same thing. Like, oh, at first I thought it was Ron and Sam bullshit, so I went to bed. And then I heard Mike, and then that's when I got up. Yeah.
Did yours go on further than this, your episode?
No, this is where the credits started rolling.
I don't even think I got that much where the roommates got up. I think Canadians, you guys get everything. You get free healthcare and you get an extra like minute of Jersey Shore for the credits. Because mine cut off right when right when he flipped up the couch where Mike was.
Our streaming services are so expensive, though.
Yeah, Amanda's having a hard time finding stuff.
Like, if I think about how much I pay. Yeah, because, well, I've been telling her use Crave TV because that's what I use for this. Huh. Teen Mom, like, all the MTV shows are on there. And then also, they have HBO on there. Mm. So, you know. Which, by the way, the Sopranos movie is out today.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. And I saw, this is probably the age gap, but all the Seinfeld episodes are now on Netflix.
Oh, okay. They're on Crave. Oh. But, yeah. I was never into, like, Seinfeld. I get it. I never got into it.
I think it's an age gap.
I was more of a Friends gal.
Yeah, it's totally an age gap thing, I think.
I feel though, Amanda's, like, the only person I know who likes both equally. Like, I feel like everyone's usually always more one or the other with those shows.
Right.
But, yeah, this app is, like, $20 a month.
Oh.
It gets a lot of
that
money.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Because they make you pay more for the HBO and then more, like, it's all add-ons.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
It's a lot. And then Netflix is, like... Did Netflix raise its prices in the States? Because they are always raising them here.
Probably.
Netflix is like $15.
Dave takes care of all that stuff because if I saw it, I would probably have a nervous breakdown. There's like certain, like I take care of like the bills and the electronic streaming internet stuff. I'm like, that's all you. I don't get it. I don't understand what's going where, what switches, like you're saying, between the upgrades and what you can get on this versus that. I can't keep track.
It's crazy.
Does your Hulu have streaming?
We don't have Hulu in Canada.
What? That's crazy. You just can't have the app at all. It just won't work.
And want to hear something crazy? So my friend Sarah that I do my Coast to Coast Cocktails podcast with, she lives in California. And sometimes she'll play clips over Zoom.
Yeah.
Like she'll screen share. And it's like the computer knows that I'm in a different country, so it won't even show the screen.
Get out.
When she screen shares, yeah. I can hear the audio, but I can't see the actual.
That's weird. Thing. Well, I know sometimes when I try to take screenshots using... Well, here's a little tip there. If you're ever trying to get screenshots from a show on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and you're using Safari... You can't screenshot on your laptop, but if you use Chrome, you can, or at least for some of them. But it's the same thing, like, oh, if I go to do a screenshot, it'll just show up black. Like, somehow it knows what you have on, which is really kind of freaky. But that's weird that it'll block it out on Zoom.
Yeah, so weird. I would love to have Hulu. That's not a thing here. Discovery Plus isn't a thing here. That's another streaming service I would love to have. I have Prime, but the Prime in Canada is different than the Prime Yeah, there's probably different same thing with Netflix. Yeah, Netflix has different content because I know a lot of people who have VPNs who use American Netflix, but it's a lot of different content. And we have Disney Plus, which is good, but
yeah,
a lot of the Hulu shows are on Disney Plus, though.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Nice. All right. Well.
Yeah, it's annoying. But thank you so much, Jody.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Do you want to plug anything?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see. We Love to Hate Everything. That's free. Go subscribe to that on your free podcast app, whatever country you're in where it's free. And then Patreon is We Love to Hate TV and Total Request Podcast. That's about it, right? Because I'm wrapping up Real TV soon by the end of the year. So
are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I know life changes and, you know, those pesky kids that I have to take care of and ugh. Talk about a time suck. So, yeah.
Well, as you know, I love you and Amanda together so much, and I'm automatic play on absolutely everything you guys put out.
Oh,
so
you're too kind.
I love it. And yeah. Are you guys recording later today?
Tomorrow we are recording an episode for Total Request Podcast of Sugar Rush, which is on American Netflix at least. And Carrie, who's another listener, was on the episode as one of the bakers. So she's going to call in and tell us some behind the scenes Netflix stuff. Yeah. Oh,
awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me. I can't wait. And, yeah, thank you. Bye.